Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
I would argue that the 90s put on some of the best TV shows in history.
I wouldn't argue with you. I would agree with you.
I think that's just the absolute best. And there's a website that put together this piece on TV shows from the 90s that, quote, changed the world.
Okay, that's a little profound and a little exaggerated, but let's go with it.
Yes, and this is everything from storytelling to deep themes, genre experimentation, all things that made these change the world. And Miggs, you want to put us to the test.
Yeah, because I feel like both of you are fans of 90s television.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I found the theme songs to all these TV shows that they claim to have changed the world. I want you to see if you can figure out what TV show. Some are going to be really easy. Others might be a little hard. So I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is the first one that they listed as a TV show that changed the world. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This should be the easiest one.
The Simpsons.
I like that you got it before they even said the name. According to the website, they said that they reshaped comedy, animation, and pop culture as we know it. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. It's one of the longest running programs ever.
Never seen one episode.
Not even one episode.
Not even. I was not allowed to watch it as a child. And then, yeah, I just never watched any of them.
See, my parents let me watch it because it was a cartoon. So yeah. I didn't even put two and two together until I was wearing like a Bart Simpson shirt and got in a little bit of trouble at school because the shirt said, "Eat my shorts." And apparently that was a big no-no.
Oh.
So then my parents were like, "Wait, we need to see what this show is that you're watching." And then they were a little... They still let me watch it, but they were like, "Oh, we should probably keep an eye on this show."
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Friends.
Oh, gosh. Taryn Daly is just on top of this.
Give me a chance, Taryn.
A global phenomenon that defined the modern sitcom. Yo, do we need to give you a head start?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Honestly, but again, though, that's another one that I never watched one episode of.
You've never seen a single episode of Friends?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
See, I think because, and I'm sure people have said this to you before, because I know you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother,
yep.
Which basically How I Met Your Mother is just a newer version and a better version, if you ask me, of
Thank
Friends.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
But I think you'd enjoy Friends because it's kind of a similar vibe.
Sure.
All right, next one. This one I probably wouldn't have gotten right, but I feel like you guys are probably more into this show than I was.
Was this like Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Is it Goosebumps?
No.
I know it, but I can't place it.
It's elevated teen TV and improved that any genre can be emotionally profound. Think about slaying people.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Bam.
Okay.
Oh. I thought for sure you two liked that
show. Actually, shows that I barely watched. I was not really into Buffy.
Never saw that one either.
Okay. All right, I feel like this one is always going to be the one that we debate about as being one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Seinfeld.
Nailed it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Turn nothing into something and change TV comedy forever.
Would you say that Seinfeld was kind of like the Friends before Friends?
Well, it was kind of like the lead-in, because I think it was Seinfeld would air on, what was it, NBC, and then after that was Friends.
Oh.
So, but in a way, it did kind of pave the way, I feel.
Like New York, Friends. Hey, yeah, it makes sense.
I like Seinfeld better than Friends, though.
No, that's fair.
That's fine. Oh, this is X-Files?
Yep, X-Files. Never watched an episode. I watched one episode. It was the incest episode. And if you ever watched X-Files, you know the episode I'm talking about. And it kind of traumatized me.
You're like, and we're done here.
I'm wondering if you guys will be able to figure this one out. Again, these are the 90s TV shows that changed the world. Turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics.
ER.
Yes.
Nice.
This is like more my mom's. Like, my mom used to watch all of these shows.
Because your mom's cool.
Well.
And you're making us feel old now.
Yeah.
All right, you got a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
I mean,
we know
order.
The theme's Law and Order. Yeah. Yep.
And I will watch Law and Order to this day every Sunday.
All right, I got one more, and I think this one is truly the best show from the 90s. I don't know if it really changed the world, but I sure as hell enjoyed it when I was a teen.
Yeah. 90210.
Bam!
Beverly Hills, baby.
Also, how is Baywatch not on this list?
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't.
I mean, that's very disappointing.
Because the other shows that we didn't get to, like Charmed and Twin Peaks, were the other two shows that helped change the world when it comes to television shows in the 90s.
Also, where was Full House?
Was Full House more like late 80s?
No, I mean, I think it maybe 89, but it was its peak was in the 90s.
I think we all just can agree that the 90s were the goat of TV sitcoms.
See, you guys aren't Gen Xers, but you're speaking like true Gen Xers, and I appreciate that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are some teenagers from Pennsylvania that are being accused of stealing a Ronald McDonald statue from a McDonald's. They don't even make these statues anymore, and apparently there are so few of them left.
I'm trying to picture which Ronald McDonald statue are we talking about. Is it like the one where he's sitting on a bench? Have you ever seen that one?
The one that I saw.
I love that one.
The one that I saw in the surveillance footage looks like he was, it's like a kneeling Ronald McDonald.
Oh, that's Ronald After Dark.
It was a little interesting.
Danny, sometimes he meets up with the Burger King, you know, after a few drinks. And
I get it.
I'm not here to shame them.
No, this is the manager talking about it.
I was very angry. I woke up to a text.
I love you. I'm very angry, but still laughing about this as well.
I was very angry. I woke up to a text with a picture of the wall, and it said, "Where's Ronald?" So then when I checked the footage, you could see them in here horsing around a bit, and then it was busy, and they just scooched out the two side doors.
You know, as much as I want to shame these kids, I feel like that's something stupid that my buddies in college and I would absolutely do.
You guys were a bunch of Hamburglars?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Hopefully, you know, Mayor McCheese doesn't crack down on us.
Well, now they're telling everybody in the area, like, keep your eyes peeled. I mean, everybody knows that's it's an iconic statue. Like, just look for the random Ronald McDonald that's out of place. I'm sure somebody's going to spot it.
That is the bittersweet part. Like, you steal it. You want to show this thing off because it's ridiculous. But that immediately, because I remember thinking, like, how great would it be to get the Ronald where he's sitting on a bench?
Oh, my god!
But bring it back to, like, you know, our bring it back to our apartment back at the time and then have it sit on the couch at all times. Ronald's just hanging out with you, like smoking bowls with you and everything.
I think we should bring one to your house now. I think your wife would love that aesthetic on, like, your front porch.
Oh,
she'd be stoked.
Sitting on the porch, like, welcoming all, like, the Amazon and the FedEx drivers.
Oh.
Nobody would ever dime us out for that.
And
the HOA would love it.
They would totally love it.
Oh, okay, be honest. I feel like Danny definitely has some stories, but what about you, T-Dog? Have you ever stolen something that's completely stupid or ridiculous?
Yes. So I had a good friend
of mine. Clearly you're not stealing it for money or financial gain.
No. This is just a friend of mine growing up. We used to steal the slippery when wet signs, like the little and we would write each, like, you know, you pass notes in school. Our, like, joke would be we'd steal one of those and then write a note and then pass that to the other one during, like, class or something like that. So then they had this ridiculous, stupid, slippery when wet sign that they had to carry around for the whole day. And we had tons of them by the end of high school.
I thought you guys are like big Bon Jovi fans.
That's a great album. Great album.
Danny, okay.
Well, of course, Steve. We used to drive around, and of course we would just steal the road signs from literally everywhere we could. I mean,
if it's loose, you're grabbing it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it wasn't even loose most of the time.
It's like, that describes dating life, too.
Wow. No, there are so many times, though, that you just drive around, and we, like, the biggest goal was always to get our names. Like, if there was, like, a name in Albuquerque that was, like, Daniel Street or Danny Street, that would be the goal. But we'd never be able to get those because they were, like, too high. So we'd just do millions of stops. Signs, millions of construction road signs, and, like, we probably at one time had about 15 in the back of our, like, SUV.
Danny, there is a Barrett Road sign up in Skagit County.
Can we go get it for you?
Yes, please. I've always wanted it.
I got nothing going on tonight.
What about you? What's a ridiculous thing that you stole?
My brother and I used to take, kind of piggybacking on Danny, but we would take those construction, those little light up, like the yellow lighting, like the blinking lights, like the caution light things. My brother and I would take those all the time. Like, we would go out and then we'd have them in our room. Again, eventually my parents would come into that room and just see like 15 of these blinking lights. We just thought it was the coolest thing. I remember one time my dad was, he got so pissed because he could see it from my bedroom when he parked his car.
Oh.
He got home from work and he just saw it. Like, you look outside our window and it's just like a flashing orange light. I don't know why we thought this was a good idea, but hey, we're pissed.
You're cool kids, that's why.
I don't know if we were cool, but we were definitely illuminated.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever stolen something totally ridiculous? We love it, by the way, if you have. We want to hear the story, so tell us what dumb thing you stole. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it.
Now, we might have to raw dog our calls because apparently we're having shockingly technical issues with our phones. We had a bunch of people on hold, and we did not intentionally hang up on you.
No, we did not, so call back.
Yes.
Danny, let's see. Who is this? Hello. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bob in Tacoma, but I'm going by Tacoma Bob now.
Tacoma
Bob, TB.
Now, Tacoma Bob, tell us about the ridiculous thing that you stole.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that the statute of limitations has run out on this so the sheriff doesn't show up at my front door. But when I was 16, from the Aurora Drive-In Theater in Seattle, I stole a pair of the speakers that hang on the windows. And I brought him home, and I mounted him on my headboard and played it through my Sansui stereo.
Oh, wait, so they do work?
Oh, they work great. I was surprised how well the speakers were in those things.
That is amazing. So do you have any sort of, like, electrical expertise, or were you like, I'm just going to figure this out and wire my own speakers into my headboard?
Oh, no, I've been playing, taking apart radios and everything ever since I was 6 years old, so it was no big deal.
That is awesome. I learned something while we were waiting to go back on the air. Both Danny and I, never been to a drive-thru to see him. I've been to a drive-thru to see Green Day perform. which was awesome, but I've never seen a movie at a drive-thru.
The drive-in movie theater in Oak Harbor, Blue Fox, you guys got to go this summer. Drive-in. It's so much fun.
Drive-thru would be a really short film.
It would be.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever stolen something ridiculous? Tell us the story about the dumb thing that you stole.
Earlier, you said you were stealing slippery when wet signs, and we got a texter that said, I also stole slippery when wet signs because it made me laugh after a Bon Jovi concert.
Oh, I love that.
And it's still in their garage.
Yes.
Another person says, I once took a plastic flamingo from someone's yard on a drunken walk home. I returned it the next day with an apology note.
Oh, I love that. The conscience.
The conscience.
We've got Caleb from Bonnie Lake. Caleb, what is the ridiculous thing that you have stolen?
Traffic cones. Me and my friends have, like, I think, like, a 500.
500?
Do you keep it in a storage unit? Where do you keep these cones?
In all of our rooms, we sell them back to construction companies.
I don't know if that's very Robin Hood of you or just strange. How much are you selling them back for?
$20.
And at any point are they like, hey, buddy, wait a second. Where are you getting these traffic cones? Or they don't care?
They don't really care. My friend's family owns a construction company, and we found out that they buy them back because people steal theirs. So we just sell them back.
You're just telling everybody the best way to make an extra couple dollars this summer. Thanks, Caleb.
Got a text says we would steal house for sale signs and put them in our friends' front yards. It backfired one time, though, when our friend's mom was a renter and she thought the landlord was selling their house without telling her.
Oh, no.
That's from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Give you a little panic attack.
Just a tad.
Oh, gosh.
The Daily Migs Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.